We're up to the fifth parak. We're up to Mishnah Yudalit and Perkei Avos. Arba midos beholchei leveis hamedrash. There are four different students and four different types of people that enter or don't enter into a beis medrash, into a Torah study hall. Hoylech ve'enu oiseh, sechar halicha b'yada. So you have some people that will attend a shir, or they'll come into the surroundings of a yeshiva environment, and unfortunately, being an osa, they don't get it. It's too hard. They don't really comprehend all the intricate conversations that are around them. But still, schar halicha biyado. They still do get the reward of going, and the fact that they're even in the presence, and then the avira shel Torah, they're in the atmosphere of Torah study, it has a positive effect on them as well. The second group of people are osa ve'enu hoylech, schar masa biyado. They're people that do have the capacity to learn, and therefore they do so in the privacy of their own home. They don't want to have to schlep to a beis medrash to go and to learn and to go to a class, and therefore they just learn by themselves. So for them, for that, schar masa biyado, they do get the reward of learning, which is a tremendous schar. Although, of course, they're missing out on the opportunity of getting even more schar by being in the beis medrash, by going to a class, or by going to a beis medrash and learning there, in which one also exerts more effort, and Hashem rewards us for our efforts as well. And therefore, the holich v'oise is a chassid, a person that even though they can really learn by themselves, and they have the capacity to be able to understand what they're doing by themselves, but their holich v'oise, they nonetheless get up and go to learn from someone else, that's considered to be a chassid. Because they're going lefnim misho sedin, they're going above and beyond that which they really need to do, because they really could have learned all these things in their home. But by realizing that being attached to other people and being in that sviva, being in that environment, which will have a more positive effect, that person is a chassid. However, unfortunately, the last case is a loy hoylech v'lo oise rasha. It's an individual that does not hoylech, does not go to the beis medrash, but oise, unfortunately, does not value the chashivas of limud haTorah, that they don't learn in their home either. Rasha, unfortunately, this person is a rasha, either because this person doesn't learn, or the fact that this person doesn't do any learning, it's inevitable that this person is not going to end up having the proper morals and values that Torah has and instills upon a person, because they simply don't learn it. And therefore, it's our goal to embody the third midah, that of the chassid, one who's a hoylech, one who goes and va'osa and learns, and which you get the sechar halicha, the reward for traveling, as well as the reward for the learning itself.